Hello and welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 2019, 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie, The Irishman, and talk about it. I am your host, Ryan Simmons. Today is Monday, April 18th. Wink! Wink! It's Monday, April 18th. If you're a podcast subscriber, first of all, God bless you. What are you doing? Honestly, you have so much to answer for. But thank you. If you're listening to this on the podcast, it will be Monday, April 18th. But this episode and all the episodes this week are live. We're live on Twitch right now. And I just had a miniature panic attack about the potential legality of doing this live on Twitch. But it's fine. We've got a chat room full of hundreds and thousands of viewers right now, all clamoring. Settle down, chat. Settle down. And they're all clamoring for a glimpse at the min before the podcast even goes up. And we're going to do all five mins right now. We're going to do all of the next weeks of mins right here on Twitch. Thank you, by the way, to Gray Grump for the follow. I'll be shouting out followers and subscribers. I don't think I have subscribers set up for Twitch yet, actually. I have to get on that. Make that sweet moolah, that cash. I think it's legal if you're genuinely reviewing it, and if it isn't, well, Twitch ate min-pilled. Get min-pilled, baby. Thanks, Danny's game hole. Okay, so I've got a whole... I did a little warm-up, did a little, crowd work before we actually started recording. I'm really excited because I have a little... to help with the stream, getting the timer and all the sound effects up and everything, I've got a little soundboard. I'm really excited. I only have two sounds on it in addition to the timer sound effect. And it's just kind of two I thought would kind of work in all kinds of scenarios. We got this one. And then I got this one. So for real crazy moments in the min, I might be hitting that air horn. This is going great. I'm really, really glad that I did this. Okay. Everything's all set up. I think we're good to go. That is a sharp gunshot, isn't it? I was looking for a little bit of a rounder sounding sound effect, but I just downloaded that about 40 seconds before I went live on YouTube. Every time Hoffa eats ice cream, Glenn Covell, that is a wonderful idea. If we see Hoffa eat ice cream again, he's definitely getting the air horn. And we're taking bets on kills this week. Over-under is at 1.5. I'm going to take the under. I think we're in between kills. Oh, this week. Kills this week. I may have misread that. Good question. ST087 in the chat asking, are we taking over-under on kills this week? Well, we did just see those car explosions last week. I'm now remembering the last time I recorded this, there were some explosive vehicles. So I don't know. Something in my gut tells me I'm still going to take the under on that. I think it still just might be one. I don't know why, but we'll see. Only one way to find out, and that's to watch these dang mins. You know what I mean? So I've got it queued up. And, I'm so glad that I did this, and we can share this together. Are you guys ready for the first min? Okay. If you're listening to this on the podcast, I think I'm going to try and start doing this every week. So if you feel like you're missing out, let me tell you right now, you are. Okay, maybe we'll do this again in the future, though. All right, we're at 2 hours and 3 mins in, and normally I would tell you that's for you to follow along, but if you're watching live right now, you are following along. Incredible stuff. Okay, here we go. Just reviewing the movie The Irishman, 1 minute at a time, and I'm going to start the next min right now.
Maybe you should relax.
Okay.
Where should get back to?
Yeah, come get your boy.
I just wanted to say that. And I don't want you to take this the wrong way. But there was with some people, and they were saying, and you know who they are. They were saying...
I was talking to some people, and you know who they are.
Please tell Jimmy we love the guy.
So, I haven't said this before in the podcast, that I'm realizing this story,
his grandchildren,
and it's becoming clearer and clearer as we do
his
it.
Life as is.
He's a big baby. Frank.
Who said it?
It don't matter what was said.
No, it matters. Was it Russell? No. Of course it's not Russ. Is that little cocksucker Miami fiasco? No. Not him. No.
That everyone be cool.
I'm going to tell you. Tony.
Tony. Which Tony?
Which Tony? Tony Pro. Right? That was Tony Pro in the thing. Oh my God. I've been watching this movie for over two years. Oh, I feel like what I'm about to say is, I think connects to all of this. That's what's happening right now. But I feel like a sundowning elder right now, the way my memory is just not, characters come and go. Sometimes I remember things, sometimes I don't. And I know that, we start the movie with our boy Frankie in the old folks home, right? The assisted living facility. And he's talking to himself. We think he's talking to himself. Was not 100% confirmed. I think that was the last time we were watching with Lilith, by the way, who's around and doesn't want to do this. I think she's downstairs watching TV right now. Should get her on the stream. She'd be great. That would be lovely. Okay, so what else happened in this min, huh? So Tony, yeah, I think who we think is Tony Pro. No. Tony Pro was the guy he was just talking to in Miami, right? Chat, this is a wonderful time for you to chime in and help me jog my memory. I've also decided, and I think I've mentioned this before, I'm definitely the last episode of this podcast is going to be me watching this movie once all the way through. Thought about the movie again a lot. The Oscars happened in between today and the last time I recorded this podcast. And I was reminded about how everyone, for two or three months, this movie, The Irishman, you got to watch The Irishman. It's going to be huge. Netflix, they're at the Oscars. Oh my goodness. And it won Bupkis. Not a thing. But then Coda. This year, they got it with Coda. Good for them. Good for Netflix. So, and what was I saying in the middle of the min also is, everyone's afraid to tell, Frank is afraid to tell Jimmy that the gangsters don't like this. You're coming after organized crime, racketeering. Don't be doing that on live TV, my man. Come on. Very uncool. And word's got to get back to him, they said. So they were like, get your boy to come correct here. What's happening right now? And so he's got to go back and be like, Jimmy, boy, we're like more than halfway through this. And I got to say, De Niro, I don't know about De Niro's performance in this. Everyone else is great, and I want to see more of them. And I'm also, again, I need to caveat, I have not seen a single performance in this movie the way it was intended to be seen. So I always have to, I feel like I always have to give that disclaimer, when I'm going to criticize this movie, but I just don't think he seems kind of phoning it in here a little bit. I just am not getting the heat. I'm not getting the heat from him at all in this movie. Pacino, I think, is like looking to have some fun. It's great seeing Pesci. It's been so long, but I just don't think De Niro and all the other side characters so far have been great. Remember Ray Romano was in this movie? Hey, remember Jesse Plemons was in this movie? Greg Grump, yeah, Pesci rules in this. That's what I'm saying. He's great. That is part of the reason I want to go back and rewatch it, because I think there are some actually really decent and interesting performances happening in this. But well, that's him in. A little rusty. We'll get back into it. And now here's the weird part. I'm going to have to pretend that the episode is ending and then start a new episode, because that's going to make my life a lot easier when I'm editing this. But for us watching the live stream, it's going to be a little strange, because I'm going to keep saying goodbye and hello. But there's the theme song, so that I know where the edit point is later. And for all you podcast listeners, I'll see you tomorrow, Tuesday.